It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Praise your bad judge, Jack Wagons. Brad, the big noise episode, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy, on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. I have no sick of time. It's March. Let's go ahead and jump on the Honk Honk Plus Bus and go trucking down the road, shall we? Plus money is the name of thy game. What ticket do you already have in hand, Lundy?
All right, so here's the thing. First and foremost, everybody, today is the NHL trade deadline, okay?
Yep.
Historically, I try to be super light with my bets on this day because weird stuff happens, right? Like somebody's at morning skate and then by 5 o'clock this afternoon, they're on a plane. You know what I'm saying? So I try to be very careful with any of the bets that I do today. And that also applies to the weekend, especially on teams where you've got some new guys coming in. You got to get people that are comfortable. However, there is one that I'm comfortable with tonight, and I'm going to take the Chicago Blackhawks as a home dog against the Utah Hockey Club, plus 150. Folks, when I got up this morning, this was 140. It's moving in our favor. I like that. I will take the 1.5-1 odds here on the Blackhawks. Here's the reason why. As Utah comes in, first and foremost, they're on the second night of a back-to-back. So the expectation is that they're going to go to their backup goaltender. He's not very good. But Chicago already made their big trade by sending Seth Jones down to the Florida Panthers and getting goaltender Spencer Knight back in return. Spencer Knight's already made his debut for Chicago. It was a win for him. I believe it was 4-1. He only gave up one goal. Now he turns around. He gets the start again. So that trade has already happened. Spencer Knight is already used to his new digs and is ready to go at the United Center. So the fact that this is a trade that I think was really good for the Blackhawks, I also think it was good for Florida. This is one of those rare win-win trades. But because this trade's already happened and because it affects the goaltending, which Chicago has desperately needed help with, my guess is they'll move Peter Mrazek later today. But with Knight there and with Utah on the second night of a back-to-back, I think this is a juicy home dog that you can grab for tonight that is, I think, in a safe spot when it comes to today's trade deadline. Take it, plus 150 at Caesars.
Yeah, drop the puck and make some bucks with the Blackhawks. Yeah, believe it or not, says Luddy. Nice little plus money wager there. All right, let's go to the outright Big Ten champs, Michigan State. Sparty party is already underway. What a game last night in Iowa City. And it was a great game for your boy because I kept hammering the live line with Michigan State, whether on the money line, some of the alt spreads that were posting. You know, they were down 7.5, inexplicably so, and Iowa City against the Hawkeyes. And then there was a role reversal in the second half, and the Michigan State Spartans all of a sudden showed up. They scored 61 after the frame. It blew out Iowa, though Iowa had a desperation three at the buzzer that nearly sunk the cover that Michigan State acquired on the game at the end of it, but they still got the cover and, of course, hit on all the live lines. It was utterly ridiculous. That's been the name of the game, this Michigan State team all year. I'm tired of doubting them. I'm so sorry for Shizumai Izzo. You're doing a bang-up job this year. Maybe your best coaching singular season in your esteemed coaching career. I said they make the Final Four. I don't give a damn what the draw is. At plus 500 at DK, they still have an outside shot at a 1C, but a bit of an uphill climb to get there with some of those SEC powerhouses in the way. But yeah, they're likely going to be on the two line come Selection Sunday to get an adequate draw. This team has got the defense. They've got the rebounding. If they can only hit, all I'm asking is like 33% from three in the tournament, and Jace Richardson has been quite the offensive spark for them. Of course, the son of Michigan State legend at Solid Pro, and Jason Richardson. I think Michigan State could be going down to the Riverwalk, invading the Alamo, and representing San Antonio. It's been 25 years, folks, since a Big Ten team cut down the nets, and that was Michigan State in 2000 under Mateen Cleaves. Maybe, just maybe, the Spartans will get to the Final Four and have a shot of finally getting the conference off the schneid. So Michigan State to make the Final Four, I'm in at plus 500 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another Freaky Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Numero Cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to some late night action. I believe this is the last game to tip tonight. So this is going to be like half of a bottle of tequila in, and just go ahead and pour another glass. Sit back and pray for a bunch of bricks. Yeah, I'm going to take the under in UNLV in New Mexico to battle the Mountain West. This will be played in the Quirky inside one of the greatest venues in college basketball in the Pit. That number seems high to me at 146.5 at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. Why am I on the under? Well, UNLV, A, they can't score, and B, they're playing outstanding defense. They're going to try to keep this at a slower pace. Right now, the last 3 days, 181 at just a tempo, a 269, not so nice, 69 there, in EFG offense, but number five, Lundy, numero cinco in EFG defense in their last eight games. They're only giving up 49.1% from two and 24.9% from three. So Kevin Kruger's team has been outstanding, challenging and contesting shots. Been pretty good on the defensive glass as well. Look at New Mexico. They like to vroom, vroom, rev the engine. Number eight and adjust the tempo under younger Patino. But a team two, they ain't too shabby defensively. 115 at EFGD over the last 30 days have been terrific on the glass in their own rights. A lot of one and dones, I think, really for both these teams in this game. And turnovers have been a problem for them offensively. They're confident up 19.9% of their possessions in their last nine games. So put it all together, I think it's going to be the low 140s. Give me UNLV. Give me the Lobos of New Mexico and live in the land down under on 146.5 at a minus 110 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Vader, follow.
Let's fade right out of the gate, people. Let's do it here on the Friday. Three out of the last four times that they have played at the Pit, they have gone to the over. And so I'm going to go ahead and say that it happens yet again. That one time that they did hit the under out of the last handful of times they've played there, it was 143. So you might get your wish, but something tells me it's going to be a sneaky over here. I got to fade you on this Friday.
Fading me out of the gate? How dare you, good sir?
Number four.
Numero Cuatro here with the 55 countdown. Let's go and back to the Mountain West. Conference I love making some money on or losing it. And hopefully this one is going to be winner, winner, chicken dinner on a same game parlay. And we're going to live in the middle. Cue the Jimmy Eat World for you alt rock classic fans there in the background. Give me Boise State on the money line. They're home in the land of the potatoes. And give me Colorado State. I'm going to jack it up to an alt line of plus 12.5. So in other words, I need the Broncos to win by 1 to 12 points. That's all I'm asking. Plus 110, if that is achieved there at Caesars Sportsbook. This is going to be an exciting game, Lundy. Colorado State is playing fantastic basketball here last handful of games under Nico Medved. How good have they been? Well, they've been top 30, according to Bartorik overall, in that Barthag efficiency rating. They're generally playing at a slower tempo. The most of the competition in the 270s adjusted during that stretch, but number 14 in the country in AFG offense in that 30-day span, a burn the Nets at 52.3% inside the arc and 42.7% outside of it. However, the number 200 in AFG defense, especially vulnerable along the perimeter, giving up 37.6%. On top of that, Boise, an outstanding defensive team, sensational on the glass because of Deegan Hart. That guy does a lot of dirty work underneath. Probably a threat to be a double-double tonight. The Broncos, number 55 in EFGD over the last 30 days, giving up just 50% from two and 29.3% from three. If the threes fall, and it's been a bit of a struggle for Boise, they're only shooting 31% in the last month. I think they will sneak by with the victory. The standard line right now, I saw it's like 5.5. So what Boise State is laying, it is a must-win situation, really, for both of these teams. Boise State, a member of my first four out. Colorado State be a member of the next four out. So they could swap spots depending upon the outcome. And Boise's got more than a puncher's chance of having its name called as an at-large on Selection Sunday, but they got to take care of it tonight. So give me on the SGP, Numero Cuatro, Boise State on the money line and CSU on the old spread plus 12.5 plus 110 at Caesars. Lundy, I'm cray cray. Fader follow.
No, actually, I don't think you are crazy. If this one were in Fort Collins, in Fort Fun, I would actually probably flip it. I'd give CSU a chance to be able to pull this off. I think this is an advantage for Boise at home. Torvik's got it at 4 in terms of the spread. I think you're playing this one just right. Get Colorado State to keep it close. And the 12.5, I'll be honest. I think you could go to 10.5 if you wanted a little bit of extra juice, but I like what you're doing here. You got it to plus odds over there at Caesars. Play this one. I do think that the Broncos get the victory. The only question I have for the folks in Boise is, why haven't they painted the basketball court blue?
Oh no, man, we don't want that. Come on, but blowouts be damned. We just ignore the snurf turf, or God forbid, the snurf wood.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's look ahead, shall we, to the matchup in the SEC, and it's a massive one for number one seed purposes. Auburn's locked in as the one-on-ones. A lot of people out there making an argument, oh, yeah, Duke's still the conversation. Look at the quadrant one wins. Auburn's got 15. Duke's only got 6. It ain't remotely close. It doesn't matter what Auburn does in this game. Doesn't matter what Auburn does in the SEC tournament. They're going to have their name called first on Selection Sunday. But I'm going to take Alabama plus the 8.5 on the road there in Auburn at a minus 110 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Look, I think Alabama has a shot to keep this within like 5 points, to be honest with you. I know they lost earlier this season 94-85 on their home floor against the Auburn Tigers, and Auburn has been amazing. They're number five overall, according to Torvik, in the last 30 days, number 71 EFG offense, 86 in EFG defense. However, they're number 333 in defensive rebounding percentage over that stretch. One of the calling cards of Roll Tide is generating a ton of second chance opportunities. You know they're going to run. You know they're going to gun. Right around 46% of their shots the last 30 days have come beyond the arc, where they're hitting 39.6%. On top of that, shooting 58.4%. And on top of even that, number 14 in EFG offense, where they're number 7 overall, according to the Barthag there at Bart Torvik. So I don't think it's going to be a replication of what we saw earlier this season. Alabama, coming off that tough loss at home to Florida, keeps this one nice and snug. I'm going to take a plus 8.5 on the road against the Tigers. Minus 110 at FanDuel. Numero tres. All the Fade 5 countdown. Lundy, Fader follow.
I'm just feeling fady today.
Uh-huh.
I just think I'm feeling fady. It's a Friday. It's cold as outside.
Yeah.
Here in Denver, which is crazy because it's supposed to snow today and then it's supposed to be 70 on Monday. That's about right for Colorado weather, folks. So I'm gonna say Auburn makes a little statement here this weekend, especially at home. I love this good rivalry game and all that. You're probably right. I mean, Bama will probably pull an upset and all this, and then the Dukies will be yelling and screaming and all that. But I don't know, man. I'm just feeling a little fady. I had to disappear from the camera there because in our new office the lights are on one of those motion sensors.
Oh, things. Yeah. Oh.
So it's like if you hold still, like when you used to be in the basement of the United Center and the lights would just go off in the middle of the
all time.
This is our 769th episode of this podcast. And so those of you that have been hanging with us long enough, you know all about the lights going out on our picks.
That is correct. And if you want to flip the switch on any additional action, go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. No, I don't charge you a single dime. Lundy's always free, always transparent. NHL spreadsheet lives there. So if you'd like to drop the puck and maybe make some bucks, you can fade or follow his action right there on the site. It's all his real plays. My all real plays, all natural plays, organically grown, are also there at thegamingjuice.com. In college basketball, I'm churning out all kinds of college basketball content. I just posted an article yesterday on Michigan State potentially being a number one seed at 15-1 odds. Also have a sneak preview of a little game. ILL we're going to talk about here in a minute. Purdue and Illinois, going to have additional content rolling out. We just established a partnership, teaming up with The Athletic on a brand new tournament scouting guide. It's actually not brand new. We did it last year as well. The Field of 68, also part of it. We've been hard at work behind the scenes on that. It's going to be unveiled on The Athletic. Go subscribe there on Selection Sunday. But we're going to have all kinds of related content ahead of the tournament, during the tournament as well, to try to make you some bank. Vader Falls always say, that is up to you. So go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. Click Converse and Cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos. The aforementioned I-L-L. I wore this outfit for a reason. I'm in full fan mode right now, so I'm going to have to try to step aside and shed what this exterior is showing right now to speak as objectively as I possibly can. I'm going to play the same game parlay tonight in the Friday night matchup, but it's a big one for seeding purposes, especially in the tournament against the Purdue Boilermakers inside State Farm Center in Champaign. SGP, give the ILL on the money line. And I'm going to take the total down from 159.5 to 152.5 and dunk on that over. We achieve what we always are striving for, plus money, plus 100, there at Caesars Sportsbook. Here's the reason why. Illinois, number 28, and Torvik are last 30 days. Where's Purdue? Number 27. Evenly matched, really, in this game. I think the key is the fact that Purdue's not playing an ounce of defense right now, evidenced by their 314 ranking in AFGD over last month, where they're giving up, and this is crazy, 63.7% from two. Do you miss Zach Edey? I think you do, kind of, don't you, Boilers? I think Tomislav Ivicic, I think the downhill game of Illinois, if they are committed to it, is going to wreak havoc for Purdue in this game. I know the Boilers number 18 EFG offense. They're burning the nets at a 55.7% clip from two, 41% from three. All Illinois has got to bring defensively is what they showed at Michigan. And really only about half that. If they bring that back home to Champaign, remember they beat Michigan by 20 last weekend, they're going to prevail in this game. Illinois 278 in EFGD. So that's been a shortcoming of their own right. And we'll see what team shows up from outside. They were burning the nets in Ann Arbor, but they have been incredibly inconsistent in that capacity this season. So, boys, get downhill. And if they do, they're going to make us some dollars on the SGP. Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. I-L-L. Illinois on the money line. And the game over on the all total 152.5 plus 100 at Caesars. Lundy. Better follow.
Folks, my son went to Illinois, and I haven't even had to listen to that damn chant as much as I do out of his sorry mouth right there. At this point, I'm done arguing with you about Illinois. I'm waiting for their season to be over so we can move on and talk about other teams.
They're going to win the Big Ten tournament, and how about just win a national title, ILL, and then we'll get really obnoxious.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to a matchup that ESPN mandates we select. It is along Tobacco Road. It's one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports, not just college basketball. Duke and North Carolina, the Dukies, baby! We're locked in right now to a number one seed. The number two overall number one seed. I don't think they're going to budge off that line. Carolina team that is treading water right now. They're fighting for their lives to try to stay above that water line and somehow making the NCAA tournament. They only have one quarter one win. So desperate times call for desperate measures. Can they pull off the shocker special on this one? They're catching 12.5. I don't think that's going to happen. But my favorite bet in this game is just betting the over on Duke Carolina, which I typically do every single time these teams meet. Now, that number is at 157.5 at open minus 110. They are at FanDuel. The last time they met, Duke won 87-70. So I think the book got lazy and just like, well, yeah, you know, we saw this matchup already earlier this season. Official 157. We'll throw it a hook. We're not going to do any other computations. We're going to let it ride. I think this number is too soft. I think it's going to be in the 160s. You look at Duke, they are number one overall in Barthag, according to Bartolrick, the last 30 days. 8 in EFG offense, very good defensively, too, at number 10, and that's the downside. But the tempo, they can play at variable paces, evidenced by their 133, just a tempo ranking in the last 30 days. They're not going to be tied to the half court. Carolina's going to make them run Carolina always makes their opponents wrong because they love to play fast. Number 82 in adjusted tempo. They're 32 in Barthag rating at Torvik in the last 30 days. And more importantly, number 4 in the country in EFG offense. Tickling the twine, 57.1% from 2, 44.7%. From 3, and they're 203 in effective field goal percentage defense, where they have been largely lousy in that area all season long. They're 276 in 3-point percentage D. So Cooper Flagg, Proctor and friends, they're going to put up a ton of points. This game, I think, is going to be in the 80s. It normally is. I think the line is a little high with Carolina, again, at home. With their backs firmly pressed against the wall, plus 12 and a half. You know, if I had a little action, it would be on that. But I think the strongest bet in this game is on the over, 157 and a half. This has got like a 90 to 82, something like that, written all over. It could blow it out of the water. So, again, Duke, Carolina, my number one play on a very action-packed Saturday in college basketball. That's a minus 110 at FanDuel on that over. Lundy, fair to follow.
So many points. So many points to happen on Tobacco Road. Yeah, I'll follow you on this one. I do think we'll get up into the 160s, 165 type of range in this contest. Who knows? Could turn into an overtime. I have no idea. All I know is these two teams like to score against each other.
Yeah, bingo, bango, bongo, and score a buttload of points, boys, and we will cash in. All right, Buddhist time. Lundy, usually you drop the puck and make some bucks, but you're afraid because of the NHL trade deadline. So maybe there is some additional action in hockey. Maybe got some additional action in college hoops, the NBA, or dare I say college baseball, or if you're real sick of spring training, what do you got?
No, you stay away from spring training because you never know exactly what to expect to come out of some of the crap that goes on in spring training. No, we're not playing. Remember, in February and March, the Rockies are actually good. Anyway, let's go to the ice, by the way. I do want to do this. Two-leg money line. Washington Capitals are at home. Vegas is at home. I mentioned this like in passing, and I can't even remember how many episodes it was ago, that I really thought on the pace that he was at that Ovi was going to break Gretzky's record this season. He's going to do it, folks. It's going to happen. I hope you took it back when it was plus money for him to actually accomplish it during this season. He is defying father time. I think it's fantastic. It's so much fun to watch. But when it comes to the Caps, they've already done one big trade. They picked up Beauvillier from the Penguins. If Vegas does anything, Vegas, the Vegas Golden Knights live up to their home city. They love to push their chips all in at the trade deadline. So if Vegas does anything today, I don't believe it's going to be something where it's a negative. I think if anything, it'll be a positive. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to take the Caps at home. They are taking on, hang on a second. Oh, the Red Wings. That's right. They're taking on the Red Wings. Vegas is taking on the aforementioned Penguins who just traded away Beauvillier. So give me Vegas at home. Give me Washington at home. If you put those two things together, it's simple. Plus 110. That's all you need. Plus 110 over at Caesars, two-leg money line play for the home teams that I do have faith in, because if anything does happen at the trade deadline for Vegas, it's going to be positive, not negative. And so I think the team just keeps leaning into it. Go ahead and play that one as Vegas continues to try to make a push for the postseason. Plus 110 over there at Caesars. Brad, you were incorrect, by the way. The late night tip tonight.
Oh,
not UNLV.
Oh. And
you. It's the same game parlay that I have for you. Are you ready for this? At the Orleans Arena, right there off of Tropicana Avenue in Vegas. Brad, let's talk about San Diego and Loyola Marymount.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be tipping off, Brad, at a robust 11:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
You going to stay up for that one?
Oh, man, I'm going to be so hammered. Yes.
You're going to be looped, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Loyola Marymount's already beaten San Diego twice this season. Beat them once by 7, beat them once by 16 when it came down to that one. So tell you what, let's go to an SGP. We built this one over at DraftKings. This is available as of tape time. I'm going to bring the total down from 146 to 141. Give me the over on 141 and a half. in this contest. The last time they played, it was 140, but I'm seeing some step up on the scoring here. And so I'm going to bring it down from 146 to 141, and then I'm going to take the spread. Loyola is favored by 8.5. I'm going to take it in half. Give it to me at 3.5. So Loyola Marymount minus 3.5 and over 141.5. That is just even, Steven, at plus 100 over at DraftKings. Again, I'm building this one because why? It's late night and we're drunk and we're chasing money. So I wanted to give you the equivalent, a basketball's equivalent here, of there's always the Hawaii game. So that's where I'm going, over 141.5, and I'm cutting Loyola's spread in half from 8.5 down to 3.5. I will play that one. The line is not out yet, but the Avs are taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow here in Denver. If you want to put the Avs on the money line, do it. But I'll tell you this, I would take the Avs on the puck line right now, minus 1.5. I have no idea what the juice is going to be tomorrow. That should be plus odds, maybe on the minus 1.5. The Avs are absolutely on fire. They pulled off a trade during the game last night. They pulled off a trade. And frankly, they went out and got the guy that I, as a fan of the Colorado Avalanche, wanted them to get. And that is Brock Nelson from the New York Islanders. That is who I was hoping they were going to trade for. And it is who they traded for. So I'm in a great mood right now because my Avs are trying to make a run at it this season. And I'm impressed by that one. I think they take care of business tomorrow against Toronto. And I think that you could do them in regulation. You could do them minus 1.5. This team is just really rolling right now. And their power play finally looks like what it's supposed to. So whenever that line comes out tomorrow, I'll make sure it gets up on the spreadsheet. I got a charity event to go to tonight with an open bar. So it's possible that I'll just be making ish up later tonight, tomorrow morning. Make sure you check out the spreadsheet. For now, I yield the floor to the gentleman who we know is from the fine state of Illinois.
What gave it away? Let's go ahead and get the Team Huevos parlay play on the board. It's a little two-leg or light juice, but I want a winner here, baby. And we're going to go the alt-line market. Give me Appalachian State. App State minus 2.5. They are in the Sun Belt Tournament taking on Old Dome. That's Old Dominion. And give me Portland on the alt-line plus 3.5 in the WCC taking on Pepperdine. I put those hands together plus 108 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Here is why I like App State against ODU. 218 versus 304 in Torvik. Advantage Mountaineers, a big time there. App State, number 51 in EFGD. During that stretch, giving up just 45.3% for two, 34.2% from three. And Old Dominion, number 341 in effective field goal percentage. Offense, 241 in EFG defense. There's a reason why they're 300 plus as things are buzzing around above Lundy, apparently, there in the office.
Oh, the lights out again. Damn lights went out again. I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I will continue. So that's why I like App State laying the 2.5 on the alt line. Meanwhile, Portland plus a 3.5. Build a little cushion to avoid any kind of push-in against Pepperdine. Portland sky-high better than the Waves here over last month. 145 to 234, according to Torvik. Portland 81 during that span and adjusted offensive efficiency, netting 1.137 points per possession. And Pepperdine, they don't challenge. They don't guard. They don't defend. Number 335 in EFGD, giving up 56% from two and 38.1% from three over the last 30 days. So to recap, the Team Huevos parlay play of the day, App State minus 2.5, Portland plus 3.5, a cool plus 108, built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Initial action and bonus time. Let's go to a game in which I love the over in the Summit Conference Tournament. North Dakota A taking on the Fighting Jackrabbits. I love betting on these guys. South Dakota State, I'm going to take the over on a whole bunch of nickels, 155.5. Earlier this season, they had one game of finishing 155. The other game between these two teams, it was 182. Because South Dakota State nearly scored 110, and that went by themselves. North Dakota, you want to talk about not defending. They're the definition of it. Number 315, EFGD, the last 30 days, giving up 55.3% from two, 36.9% from three. South Dakota State also doesn't defend at 252 in EFGD, but South Dakota State can absolutely put the ball through the basket. 71 in EFG offense. I know this may not be the fastest paced game, but South Dakota State does play at a quicker tempo by comparison, North Dakota. So they may slam on the gas on occasion. And I think this will then cruise over the 155 and a half. And then last one I'll toss out at you. Actually, two more. Southeast Missouri State, I have no reasoning other than I picked them to win their conference tournament, taking on Little Rock. Far and away the better Torvik team. They're only in a point and a half. I will go ahead and lay that very light chalk. And then finally on Saturday, I'm playing the same game parlay. I haven't built it yet because it's not available yet. Missouri-Kentucky. This one being played in Columbia. I'll take Mizzou on the money line in a bounce back spot for them. And I'll shave about 8 points off the total. So probably take it to 162.5. Try to achieve that plus 100 to plus 110 range. Likely to build this either at MGM or Caesars, but it should get me there. And I think that one will come through. I think Missouri storms back with a vengeance against a Kentucky team that just isn't defending worth a damn. So I like the Tigers there at home.
By the way, don't you dare make fun of me for college baseball. Give me Texas, Auburn. Yep. Give me Texas, Auburn. Hang on, off the top of my head. UC Santa Barbara and Oregon State all on the money line, plus 122 at DraftKings.
Look, I'm not going to give you any heartache or heartbreak over college baseball when I'm betting on the OV freaking C in college basketball.
I'm just throwing it out there. Auburn, Texas, UC Santa Barbara, and Oregon State, all of them money line, college baseball, four-legger, plus 122.
All right, love it. The whole kinds of plus money all the time, and we just pack in picks like crazy in just 30 minutes. It's amazing. Nobody else does this in the podcast world.
We also say the letters EFG more than anyone else on the planet. Like Brad says it more in one podcast than most people do in a lifetime.
Yes, I'm a nerd. I'm a dork, and I like advanced data. And we also like your ratings and or review of this fine show. Drop those in at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X. Lundy, always give it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to the gamingjuice.com. Check out the bracket big board all weekend. It's going to be busy. I'm not going to sleep on Saturday. I'm probably not going to sleep on Sunday. The thing's going to update. Over under on that is 19 and a half times. And I would slam the over. It's at a heavy juice, so like minus 350. But for the wonderfully handsome and college baseball enthusiastic Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. As always, fade or follow. That is up to you. I-L-L.